Welcome to Feminized. It's time for a show that turns a spotlight on the powerful women shaping cannabis culture. The cannabis industry is on fire and women are sparking it up. If you like the show, please subscribe. You can also subscribe to the Feminized podcast with Liz Grow on YouTube and Instagram. The future is feminized. Now, today's guest is Chelsea Patillo, a top graphics design artist in Austin, Texas. Chelsea focuses in the cannabis space and lives in Austin, Texas, which is kind of weird because there isn't any weed in Texas. On the show, we talk about what it's like to carve out a niche in weed, her creative process, and how she's already making big, big moves with Grav Labs and Grow House Media. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Chelsea Patillo.
Hey, sis.
You're now listening to the Feminized Podcast.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I know it makes you nervous, but I promise you it's going to be painless.
Okay.
It really is. We are editing everything to just make it look great and comfortable and fun. And the main goal is to just inspire other women. You know, it's all about, it's like my dream come true, this Feminized podcast. It's all about the women who are inspiring and empowering the cannabis industry as I see it, you know, who are inspiring me. And we've just been working together for, you know, quite a long time now.
Yeah. Almost 2 years.
Right. And yeah. So, I just want to make the, you know, topic of the conversation, of course, about, you know, design specific to cannabis, how you see it now, where you see it going, you know, the work that we're doing together, all that good stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah. So I'm going to smoke real quick.
Okay.
We don't have to do it at regular intervals or anything, but, I like to kick it off. So yeah, let's start there. What made you gravitate towards like design in the first place? Have you always been kind of artistic? And
yeah. So, I went to school for graphic design. And so as soon as I moved from Abilene, Texas,
Abilene,
to Austin. Yeah. Because I think in Texas, it's one of the best places to have opportunity. And so that's kind of how I got started with it, was in school. And then I worked at agency and moved into, and then got a job at Grav a couple years ago. So yeah. Wow. Yeah, so then I dove headfirst in the cannabis space.
Wow. So what, for your agency, did they have a specific focus or like?
It was a lot of residential. It was like a lot of conservative design, I would say, rather than like my style and aesthetic is really playful and bold colors and patterns and just like a little loud, you know. And
yeah.
The design that I started with was subdued, you know.
Okay.
And so how, I feel like I get to fully express my like style in this industry, which is really cool.
It's just amazing to be able to take your creative energy and to pour it into something that, you know, actually you can turn it into a job, right? And I instantly felt that about you, I think, when we started working together, when I met you through Grav. How'd you get to Grav? How'd they find you? How'd they get you?
I saw a job posting online. I was like, this looks fun. And I applied, and me and my boss, Maria, just hit it off immediately. And I was in Jamaica, and they emailed me and they're like, you're hired. And
like, this is perfect. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes. And so, before then we hadn't even like gone into like fully cannabis space yet. We mm-hmm. were mostly, you know, just glass, but we were glass products.
Right.
So it's really exciting to be kind of in all of it, you know, now.
So. Right. So, yeah, I mean, this, you make a great point, you know, Grav is changing as a brand, just expanding as a brand, and Grav has flower now in certain states, you know, and different glass products that are, you know, like the disposable joints or glass joints, you know,
a huge hit right now. Yeah.
They're incredible. They're so incredible. So you were with the company, you saw the company kind of through that transition.
I did. Yeah. Right. When incredible. I first started, right out the gates, Maria and I started brainstorming the names of the cannabis, what is it called?
Those titles of each canister.
Like it was like the strain, but like we made up like the titles and stuff, and then paired that with like the design and pattern and color and all that. So that's like, that was one of the first projects I got handed whenever I onboarded, which was really cool.
Are you serious? Oh my God. I love, that was the one of the things that I just kind of like went crazy for when I went to Grav to visit with Maria was the packaging and the names of like the strains. It wasn't the
strain. Like Cosmic Cowboy. Isn't that cute? Yes, I love it.
But the visuals with it, it's just like, yes, you know,
that was just round one. We're like on round like six or something. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Really evolved. So that's really cool.
So in your day to day, you feel like you have influence over, you know, product launches and over, you know, just even I think product development can be influenced by design once they both hit the market, you know. But, you know, so you do feel like you have that influence and you're, you know, putting your stamp out there in the cannabis space.
Yeah. I do feel like, we tie a lot of our campaigns together with our product launches. And so like, it's like a seamless, you know, group effort there. And it's really cool to see it from like brainstorming and then to like full live launch, rotation, everything, you know, it's really a fun process.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about your process.
Okay. Like with specifically like,
so like if you have a project, and I've often thought this because we work on, you know, projects together. Yeah. I'm lucky enough to work with you on projects. And so it's like, okay, I call you. I'm like, oh my God, Chelsea, I've got this thing going on. And I give you all the details. We have our call and then we hang up. Then what do you do? Like, how does it get from idea to like feminized?
Yeah. Okay. I can go into that. So with feminize, so I start with like, honestly, internally, I start with like a word cloud, really. Like I think about the brand. So what encapsulates or like what describes this brand? And like for feminize, it's like you and like cannabis and it's boldness and it's feminine and it's, you know, vibrant and just, you know, you want it to like scream out,
but free flowing too. There's a beautiful free flowing element about it. And I think that's one of the signatures of your work is it's just very, very much, it's got a hand drawn feel in the most professional, clean way, but it feels like a human being did this.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why, you know, I think I'm always drawn to that. But yes, okay, so I love it. Yeah, I mean, you hit on all those notes.
Yeah,
everything so, feminized.
So that's like where I start is really just the where do I want it to go, right? And so after I go into that, specifically with branding, like brand and identity design, I start exploring typography and like mixing and matching different types to see what I think is going to work best and what communicates the brand the best. And then from there, I like transition over to the logo mark and like I, you know, draw like 100 different types of cannabis leaves, you know, and to figure out which one. I mean, it wasn't like 100, but it was like, you know, 20.
That's a lot of cannabis leaves. That's a lot of hand-drawn cannabis leaves.
Yeah, so like it's just a fun exploration, and that's what I really enjoy about brand and identity so much is that you get to be creative like to the core of it, like from like the very beginning and to the very end, really, you know, like then you get to see it come to life like on, you know, social or in print or website, you know.
Yeah. God, and how does that feel? How did it feel to see your Taste of Texas Hemp Cup design on the cover of the Texas Hemp Reporter last year?
Oh my gosh, it was so cool. Yeah, seeing that and just like designing the shirts and like seeing those live printed at the Taste of Texas Hemp Cup 2. It was so cool, you know, and like I love the shirts.
Oh my God, I love the shirt so much. So yeah, it was what I thought was just so amazing. Okay, so you know, we're working right now, Feminized is our focus, right? We've just launched this podcast, and you've definitely been a part of the tapestry of it from the beginning because of, you know, the visual designs and the way that you're able to visually represent, I think, what we were thinking and feeling about the podcast. And then we're gonna work on that merch, and we're gonna work on everything else, the Feminized ecosystem visually. But what I love is that you're so willing to just do things out of the box, like with the Taste of Texas Hemp Cup designs and that t-shirt design. And I mean, you're just so, thank you for being so willing. That's maybe.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that it goes both ways, that you're willing to let me run with it. Like you trust me that like enough to where I can just like do my thing, you know, without any restrictions. It's just like, this is something that I like. This is something that I like. And then I like kind of morph it into my style, and
yeah.
And there it is.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So I'm going to back this up. I'm probably going to put this piece in before the last thing that we talk about, but I have to give a little bit of context about the Taste of Texas Hemp Cup. It's an event that we throw every year. This is the second annual, and Chelsea is the designer. She's really the chief. She's the designer. Anything you see with Taste of Texas Hemp Cup comes from, you know, Chelsea's brain. And this year, I think it was the coolest thing, just being able to call you. I don't know what I'd smoked, but I felt like it was the best idea to figure out a way to get these amazing, dope, one of a kind, like limited edition shirts, hand printed right there on hemp at the event. And you totally delivered on that design, sister.
Thank you so much. Yeah, honestly, it's probably one of my favorite designs that I've done to date, like in my design history. It was so much fun. And anytime I can do illustrations, like that is my jam. Illustrations and yes. Like type, and but like mostly illustrations. I just really love being able to go with it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's my favorite kind of art, I guess, is the art that looks like, you know, that are the illustrations. It looks like this is a hand-drawn, really original, you know, image. So the shirts will be printed. They'll be done next week. I think this cold kind of slowed down the printing, but they're going to be in 5 colors. And when they're gone, they're gone. But you are definitely getting one for yourself and one for Dempsey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I need to have. And I love the way that you put the graphics on the back of the shirt. So we had logos, we had sponsors. We need to honor those sponsors and those entitlements, you know, but you don't want it to look like corporate or anything.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you go about doing that? Like cooling up corporate logos and stuff like that.
I try a bunch of different layouts, you know, and I kind of figure out what's going to look the best and like who in the layout is going to be a priority, if there is a priority, or if all of them need to be evenly sized and spaced. It's basically a puzzle, you know, you just piece it together in a couple different ways, and then you find what works best.
Yeah.
So that's what happened there.
I find it's amazing though, you know, it's like, it is a puzzle. And when somebody like me tries to put it together, you can make out the image, but there's a little wonky on the ends, you know, but when somebody like you puts it together, it's like, oh, phew. You know, it's just a design sensibility. I think just this innate sensibility. When you were a kid, did you, you know,
this is actually funny. Growing up, I always thought I was going to be a doctor or a nurse. And in college, I was pre-med for the first year of college. And I was working with one of my good buddies, like in the art studio all the time. And I was like, what am I doing? And so I changed my major. My parents freaked out, but
oh my God. I bet
it's pretty
did.
Funny to go from pre-med to graphic design. It's a pretty big, pretty big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I guess, you know, you are working in cannabis and it is, you know, health and wellness. You do a lot of educating the community through design. right? Totally. I mean, Grav is huge on that.
Totally. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is communicating the message, you know, like whatever message it is that you are trying to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, right. It's hard. No, it's hard, right? It's even hard to communicate that message.
Yeah.
I mean, much less in like, you know, a piece of, you know, a t-shirt or a logo or, you know, I mean, yeah, as I've said before, and I'll say again and again, it's the beautiful human quality that gives your work just life. And that weed leaf that you made, the cannabis leaf, is just so elegant to me, but it's just good. It just feels good. A lot of people have commented on that, leaf.
Really?
Yes.
That specific, like the leaf. Okay. The leaf. That's cool.
Yeah. So interesting little feedback there. Okay. So before we go, I have to ask you three questions that I ask of all my guests. Okay. So first question, name your dream smoke circle, three people, dead or alive.
Okay.
And I'll smoke while you think about it.
Three people, dead or alive. Smoke circle. Paul Rudd, because I think he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good one. Off the bat, good one.
I guess I should have waited until I had all three.
No.
This is a toughie though.
Right?
Because I've never thought about this before.
And it's on the record.
And it's on the record. Yeah, 100%. Maybe Ozzy Osbourne.
What?
Okay. Black Sabbath is such a cool, you know, band.
Never would have guessed.
I mean, like stoner metal, like it doesn't get any better than that.
So true.
And I'm trying to think of a woman. I don't know why I'm like really struggling.
Yeah. It's hard to pick that third slot. It's like, whoa, one more slot. Who's going to get passed to?
Yeah, and you want to get high with and just and just talk for hours and like pick their brain, you know?
Yeah. I love it.
What is that game show?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever game show has a timer. But not this game show. There's no timer on this game show, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, not good with
that. No, that's okay. If you think of it, let me know. We can move on to the next question.
And then we can just piece it together.
Exactly. Okay. It's totally good. Second question. Okay. What other woman is killing it in the cannabis game right now? That is inspiring you.
Well, I think it's more than one woman, but it's a brand. Hold on. Again, on the spot, so I'm gonna have to like look it up. But
no, I love it.
They're my favorite cannabis brand. Starts with it.
And what states are they in?
I believe they're in California. Mm-hmm. It's a woman-owned cannabis. Sondertime.
S-O-N?
S-O-N-D-E-R.
Okay.
Yeah. It's woman-owned, and their brand design is on point. Like everything that they've created is just gorgeous. Their website experience is amazing, and unique and one of a kind, and just like I think that as far as packaging design, like they stand out a lot. So
Sondertime. Okay, awesome. So do you know them personally, or did you just find them through?
I do not. No, I just found them through Instagram and just like doing research of different cannabis brands. And nice. Theirs is probably my favorite. Definitely my favorite, actually.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay. Sonder time, baby. All right. Yeah. So, and then the last question is, what advice would you give to your 13-year-old self?
Don't take myself so seriously. I feel like sometimes I can get in my own head about things and just be so serious whenever, like, all in all, I don't know, it's way easier to not be serious. Like, yes. I don't know, like, you feel so free, I guess, as yes. opposed to being serious and like overthinking everything and feeling anxious about all the things in life. To yeah. just let go. Mm. And have fun with it. Like that's my main thing. Like, in the design that I create, like, I want to have fun with it. I want to create cool and fun designs that I like, and that the consumer will like, and that the brand will love, you know, that yeah. will represent the brand. So yeah.
Absolutely. I love that, Chelsea, so much. One of Patrick and I's vows, I forget who said it to whom, but we take it very seriously. It's we have to be serious about not being serious.
I love that.
You know, sometimes you actually have to, like, I gotta not be serious right now. Like, I have to really try to step away from all of this, you know, pressure and, you know, expectation or whatever it is. You know, life is crazy hard sometimes, but
yeah,
I love that light. You know, it's like, cause it's all going to work out. It's going to happen whether you're serious or not, whether you're gripping or open, totally. You know? Yeah.
100%. Well, oh, you know who it is?
Who?
It's Alana from Broad City.
Hi.
Oh my nice. God. I would love to get high with her and just, like, I don't know, walk around New York and just, she's so funny.
Oh, that would be incredible. The moving smoke circle. I love it. Oh my God. I love it. Incredible. Well, I'll be following with, like, a boom mic and a camera. You know, if it should ever be, but, I'm so grateful for you, Chelsea. Thank you for joining, me on Feminized. You. So how do people find you?
You can find me at Hey Chelsea Pat, on Instagram, or heychelseapat.com. Awesome. That is my website.
Yay. And Chelsea is responsible for the Feminized branding, all of it, everything that you see. It came from her brain and her heart, and, you know, it's a beautiful collaboration that I'm honored to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Also, Chelsea is responsible for all of the Taste of Texas Hemp Cup branding and imagery. And she's also responsible for all the big Texas Hemp branding and imagery, which is a docuseries that my company, Grow House Media, shot last year that you're going to see on TV this year, 2022. Woo! Yes. So, Chelsea, you're a huge part of what we do. And I just hope you know, you always are.
Yeah, so, I hope so too. I love working with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, sister. If you'd like more, subscribe to the Feminized Podcast on YouTube. Follow at Feminized with Liz Pro on Instagram. Special thanks to our sponsors, Moose Labs and Richard's Rainwater. The Feminized Podcast is a Grow House Media production, created by Liz Pro, produced by Patrick Pope and Dennis Ray, with original theme music and audio mixing by Q at Q to King Productions in New Braunfels, Texas.